One example of the AI program is people who believe that you can lose your salvation, right? Because the AI program says, oh, I can keep my salvation. They think it's the energy of the flesh or something they did, right? And so the AI flesh mind, which is the old Adam, is saying, I can keep my salvation. I can raise myself up. It's the Freemasons, the Jesuits, all religions. They all think they can keep and get their salvation by a works-based system, right? This seatbelt is getting old. So they think they can be good enough or righteous enough by some kind of works. So their whole life, the whole system around them, the whole cube system, the hive mind is a workspace. Works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. You got to rise up and be holy and righteous in your own power, which is impossible. And that's what the law was given for, because the letter killeth. The law was given to show you your sin and how far you fall short. And that only Jesus could keep the law, and it's Christ in you by faith. So the AI program of the old Adam is entrenched in you from a child, and is supported by the system that you got to be good enough. You got to wear the right clothes. You got to say the right thing. You got to go to the right church. You got to touch not, taste not, handle not. That's the old Adam, and that's the AI program. So God has to insert into the AI system, the Mother Earth, Ma, flesh, mind system, the word, the seed. So the seed is what births you, really. But you have to go through the Turing process. But the seed has to get a conception. How does the seed get a conception? It gets a conception through the Turing machine, the turning, the vulva, the terse. The verse, which is the turning, verse, turn, and notice the word turn has earn in it, U-R-N. So you have to die to your own understanding, die to your own effort, your own works, your own ideas. You have to die, and you have to let the seed of the Word of God change you. So that's a good example of people who think they can lose their salvation. They're going by the old Adam. Their mindset is in a works-based mindset instead of faith alone and Jesus alone. They don't understand the mystery of the gospel. That's all it is in a nutshell. They might say, yeah, I believe the gospel. But they go back to works. Now, I was saved, but I was a legalist. I know I was saved, but I didn't understand what walking in the Spirit is. So walking in the Spirit is not perfecting your flesh, is dying daily. It's keeping short accounts. You get up every day. Your flesh is nothing but sin. I mean, really, think about it. If you don't take a shower or brush your teeth, your flesh stinks. So, and your flesh is going down in the grave, but the real you is the spirit man. So the spirit man in you, the same spirit that raised Jesus from dead, will quicken your mortal bodies, right? And so the spirit in you is what gives you the power to say, to overcome the devil, to overcome the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. Do you still fail? Yes. What's the reason that you fail is because you still got some AI. The reason we fail is because we still got some AI programs that we're responding according to the AI, and we're not living in freedom, because the truth sets you free, and you're outside the AI and you're in the spirit. You see what I'm saying? And so what's happening here is the Mother Earth matrix Turing machine is under the god of this world, which is the devil. And so he took Adam and Eve down. He usurped their authority. And he dropped them down into the AI repeat. So time is a repeat. It's a the clock. Listen to that tick-tock. Listen to my turn signal. That's the AI program, too. It's nothing but a artificial intelligence, because you're trying to... The real intelligence is Christ. Christ in you. The artificial intelligence is the devil and the flesh mind of the old Adam. So you can talk to a flesh creature all day long about the spiritual truths, but they can't hear you. They can't hear you because they're spiritually discerned. They can only understand the language of the natural, even though the language itself has code in it of spiritual nature. Not even nature, because spiritual's above the nature, but the language has the spirit code in it. The language has the spirit code in it. But because the natural man doesn't have the spirit, he can only understand the natural part of the language. And so the spiritual side of life is because you have a spirit in you. You can only understand what's in you, right? I'm looking at a wreck. I hope nobody's in that car. Oh, that's the airbag sitting out of them. So it just started raining and I saw a car. I got 51 miles for an E. I saw a car wreck, a bad car wreck, come back from lunch. And as soon as I get back to work, there's two car wrecks. This really bad car wreck. So it just started raining. So what's happening is every time it starts to rain, it's a change of environment. So people are not cautious of what they're doing. They're not cautious of what's going on around them. It's a trip, to be honest with you. So why is it when it starts raining, people start having car accidents? The AI program. They're so caught up in their, in other words, when the situation changes, they don't change. They're in a habit of the dry weather that they don't change and adapt to the rain. And so they're still functioning according to the dry weather instead of the rain. It's an AI program. They're not thinking. They're not thinking right. They're just going by habit, right? They're just going by some kind of habit. And that's what the AI program is running off of, a habit, and not running off of being aware of your surroundings and aware of what's going on. That's the deal.